Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, y'all? Welcome to the Timothy Hodge Show. Shout out to everybody for listening and tuning in today. I'm just waiting for my switchboard to come up so I can kind of get my interview. Shawnee, if you're there, please hold tight for me for a few seconds while I get my switchboard up so I can get you over. Thank you guys for listening and tuning in today. We got Def Jam recording artist Shawnee coming through today to talk with us. So, guys, please be patient with me. There's always some technical things going on with Blog Talk, but nevertheless, we're going to still stay focused here and now. So just give me a few seconds to get my switchboard up. I'm going to jump into some music while we're on the arrival of Shawnee to call.
Oh,
to raise my baby boy when I'm gone and touring, making dollars, assuming that you know that I love you, but regardless, I'm feeling the time I showed you, bless you with this ring, now that's something to hold you, down to it, come back, me and my lady got history, she's worth and deserves more than this cold world is giving me to share with her word, and I don't care about nothing else except my girl, not myself, no one else, just my girl, you bring life to my world, you give me strength to go on and face life, even when it seems all hope gone, label my wife, but you truly exceed the title, you're my future, my happiness, my heart, my idol, I promise, girl, that your man and just grab his hand, repeat after me, I promise to stay true and give you all of me, whether he's locked down or on the ground, or whether he's out of work or at work on time, you need to trust that man and respect that man, and you get what you feel you deserve from that man,
and I need somebody who'll stand by me, through the good times and bad times, you will always.
So I do apologize for the technical difficulties that we had, but let me give you a round of applause. I'll just get my applause up here, of course. I think it will make sense. Well, Shawnee, thanks for coming by the show, of course, and singing Succession 20, ladies and gentlemen, from Def Jam Records. So how you been?
I've been good. Been good. Working hard in LA. I'm about to come home tomorrow, so I'm kind of sad. But everything is good. Working with great producers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So who are you working with? Well, before we get to that, I don't want to jump the rope a little too fast. Let me start off with this. Who were some of your musical influences?
Well, when I was growing up, my mom always pushed Billie Holiday in my ear, Lena Horne, Mahalia Jackson. But I grew up listening to Lauryn Hill. That's like my idol. I just love her style. Everything about her was amazing to me. Lauryn Hill, Betty White, loved her. When I first heard her record, it was just amazing to me. Always grew up listening to Biggie Smalls, Biggie. So I got a variety of music, and I always mix it up when I do my own. So, you know, it's a wonderful thing.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel about the presidency of Obama?
I think it's great. I know a lot of people are disagreeing with a lot of things that's going on, but I think it just takes patience because everyone has been in a trap for so long that they want to rush it and they want him to just get it done like he's Superman, you know.
Right,
but
right.
At the end of the day, he's only human, and this world is going to take time to heal up. So I definitely think that he's still doing the right thing, and he's doing what he's got to do, basically.
Right.
You know, so people just got to be patient.
Right.
Got to be patient.
Now you're coming into a crazy music, a crazy industry right now. The music industry right now, it's all over the place to me. What do you think about it? What do you think about the music industry today?
The music industry, I think it's great. I think it's great. I think, you know, especially being signed to a good label. You know, I can't really speak for anyone else, but just being signed to a good label and having a fair deal. Because I know back in the day, like it was a tradition to get screwed, you know what I mean? So just being able to have a fair deal and to get that opportunity to do what I really want to do and express music how I want to express it and not having anyone else telling me how to do it is the best, you know? And just showing everyone that I have pure talent. So it's great. You know, people are not just signing. I think people are still kind of leaning off the looks thing, you know, just signing people off looks, but it's getting better. Everyone's not perfect. Every situation's not perfect. So the music industry is getting a lot better.
Okay. Why should people listen to your style of music?
Why should people listen to my style? I just think because I have an edginess, you know what I mean? And no disrespect to everyone else, but I feel like I'm putting a lot more to the table. You know, I'm new and I'm fresh, and I got to go over and beyond, you know what I mean?
Right, right.
So it's just great music, and like I said, I don't feel like I'm the ordinary R&B singer. Like, I feel like I'm the female version of Jay-Z, female version of Dream, like, you know, the female version of Neo, you know, all in one.
Okay.
You know, so I definitely want people to just listen to great music, and my concepts are ill, you know, and you might be listening to a record, and I might be talking about your situation, and I love writing about things that people can relate to. That's what I feel often, you know.
Okay, go ahead.
No, I just want people to really know that this album is a classic, so you got to go out and get it when it comes out.
Mm-hmm. I was going to ask, you write your own music?
Yes, I write my own music. I also co-write. Been working with a lot of great producers in Miami, Jim Johnson,
okay.
Lamb, he did Jasmine Sullivan, Need You Bad, working with our in-house producers, Midas, Kane the Chameleon, Kool & Dre, The Runners,
okay.
Incredibles, you know what I mean? So I'm just all over the place. I got a good variety of producers, and I have a great deal of respect for each and every one of them.
Mm-hmm. Now, you're signed to Def Jam Records, which I know tons of people over there at Def Jam, way before Ellie Reed stepped in the chair. How did this come about with this deal with Def Jam? How did you get signed to Def Jam?
Well, after I got signed with Slip and Slide Records,
okay.
Just started grinding some more, coming out with more mixtape records.
Mm-hmm.
And then one day I just got the call, Shawnee, you got to go to New York and perform in front of Ellie Reed. And that's where my heart just kind of dropped in my pinky toe because I was like, oh, man. You know, so once I got to New York, and this was like my last chance. It was either make it or just go home. So once I got in front of L.A. Reid, I started performing, and actually Dream was in the back of me. He was standing there. So when I was dancing and I turned around, he was right in the back of me. So that was amazing, too, for him to watch my performance. And L.A. Reid loved it, which was a deep surprise. He went crazy over it, and one thing led to another. He said, it's a go, and it really happened so fast. That's what amazes me, is that it happened so fast. So he said it was a go, and I'm here now. So it really happened like fast cars. I don't understand. It definitely happened fast. I'm still shocked about that.
Well, it's a blessing, you know. And you had the opportunity to meet, you know, L.A. Reid, of course. And, you know, all the other talented people over at Def Jam.
Definitely. And L.A. Reid is not the average dude. Like, I mean, he came down looking, you know, rough, and he didn't have his suit on, and he was just looking like a regular person. So, I mean, I like to see things like that. He just came downstairs, and he greeted everyone, and he's definitely a down-home person. I love that about him.
Mm-hmm. My next question is, I'm not asking you to play psychic or predict the future, but where do you plan to see your career, or where do you plan to take your career in the next 5 years?
I definitely want to get into other things. Like, I love perfume. I definitely want to open my own perfume line. And I just see myself, you know, looking at tons of Grammys, every award there is to win, you know, because I feel like I'm worth it. And I know I'm going to get to the top. So I just see myself sitting back, looking at Grammys and just writing for other people and, you know, have other people saying my words and singing my lyrics. You know, like I always say, when I stop singing, I'm definitely going to continue as a writer and just be known as one of the best in the industry, you know, who's created great, solid music.
Right. You're signed to Def Jam now. Who do you look forward to meeting, greeting, you know, or working with in the future or, you know?
Wow, everybody. Being a new artist, you want to get anywhere and to anybody as fast as you can, you know what I mean? So anybody, I would love to work with Dream. Dream is incredible. Like, I just think his style is amazing. No one is doing what Dream is doing. I think that's why he's still on top.
Yeah,
you know, so I would love to work with Dream. That'd be a pleasure.
Yeah, well, yeah, he got everybody walking on the moon.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
He definitely does.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, that shouldn't be, you know, such a hard issue to reach out to, because, you know, you guys are label mates, you know, he's a part of the Def Jam family, so, you know, you should be able to just call Dream up, Dream, I need a favor, come meet me here and there, you know.
I wish. But shout out to Dream, because, Dad, if you're listening or any other interview that you're listening to with me on it, I would love to do a record with you, so that would be amazing.
Oh, that's going to happen. The Dream is pretty nice to do. I had the privilege to work with Dream over at BET when we did Rip the Runway this year. So, shout out to the Dream.
Definitely.
Another question. You're working on, you have a new single out called Can't Let Go, I believe. Can't Let Go, featuring Fabolous, another artist I had the privilege to work with this year.
Yes.
How did this track come about? How did this concept of what you working with the Dream, and who came up with the title for this song? Who wrote, who produced this track?
Well, Bent. He goes by the name of Bent. Up and coming producer. He's amazing. I love working with him. It's like my big brother. I wrote the song when I was 17, so we just had to re-record it. So the song has been, like, I did it 3 years ago. So basically, the song just came on, and I just wrote Can't Let Go. I don't know what came to me. I've never been in, like, a serious relationship. I was only 17, you know, just always being around grown people and watching everyone around me, just looking at their situations. It was like, okay, cool. You know, so I wrote the concept down, and like I said, everybody has someone that they can't let go. Everybody does, whether they want to admit it or not. And one of the assistants from Slip and Slide was like, you know what, let's get a rapper on it. So we were going through all types of names, Jada Kids, Jim Jones, Jewel, and she said, let's get Fabolous. So it was like, good idea. We sent it to Fabolous, and he heard the record, and he loved it right away. He said it reminded him of something him and Mo did, you know, like that back in the day feel.
Right.
And he laid the verse, sent it back, and we were just like, okay, time to put this one out. So, yeah, the ladies are loving it. Fellas are agreeing with it. You know, the fellas always got to prove, too. So the fellas are agreeing with it. And it's a hot record. It's a summer record, and people are loving it.
Right. You know, I've been in this industry for really 23 years now. And, you know, it's crazy how it changes and where technology changes along with it, to where when I was doing my time when I was recording, where when we did that song, everybody on that song had to be in that studio, to where now is where you can send a track way across country, and you do it, and I'm over here in New York, and we're doing a track together. We don't even know each other. We never even met.
That's
amazing, you know. But so technology has truly changed so much.
Definitely it is, and everybody is, no one's leaving their seats anymore, you know, computer, that's the thing right now, you know what I mean, Twitter, MySpace, internet is a big part of our lives now, that's where we get our information, you know, where we get our deals, a lot of people got their deals off of MySpace, you know what I mean,
right,
just the internet,
right.
Period, Cassie, Soulja Boy, And it's amazing, you know, and I think it's a great thing, you know. People are not out there hustling on the street no more, you know, so the internet's definitely taking up our attention.
That's right. Shani, where are you originally from?
I am originally from New York.
Okay.
But I was raised in Miami. I've been in Miami since I was 9, so I've been there pretty much all my life.
Okay. Well, okay. Miami's a beautiful place. I don't know what part you're in, but Miami's such a beautiful place, and I have a condo down there, which I very recently attend every now and then. But you know, such a beautiful place. You know, vacation, whatever the case may be.
Definitely, Miami is the place to be.
I have so many questions for you, Shawnee.
I'm patient.
I do. And you're working on an album, and I'm ready to cut you right now, because I want to know why you didn't call me up and say, Tim, I want you to do this track with me on the album, or I want you to, you didn't call and do, I want to do a collabo. You didn't call me. You didn't send me no track to do.
You know what? I'm so sorry. I wish I could have every one of my albums, because everyone was hitting me up, and I'm so sorry to the producers that couldn't get on it, because everyone was hitting me up about getting on it. And, you know, like I said, I wish I could have the whole world on it. You know what I mean? But, like I said, the album's still going to be great, and I'm so sorry. I wish I could have called you. I'm sorry.
You should have called me. You know, you have my number. You could have.
I have no excuses. I should have called you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, L.A. could have called me. No, it's, wait till I come over there. I got to go over there. I'm going to be at the round table in a couple of weeks, so I'm going to see
you. No, not the round table. The round table is the break you or make you table. Oh, my God.
I'm going to be there. Should have been on the
hour. That's what's up.
You could have brought me back, but let me stop.
You're crazy.
Another coming from now. Do you have siblings and siblings? Such as brothers, sisters.
I have 3 older brothers. I am the baby, and it sucks.
Okay. Now, it sucks.
I wish I had sisters.
How do they feel? How does your family feel in general? Your mom and dad, your brothers about you. You know, you have Dill now. You're gonna be huge. You know, very soon. You know, your name's gonna be all over the place. People gonna be watching your videos. How do they feel about that?
You know, my family is like a really simple Damien family. You know what I mean? My mom is more. She loves what I'm doing, but she's more concerned of me just being safe. You know what I mean? So she's just like, go out, live life, and you know. If you fall on your butt, learn from it. You know what I mean? I'm going to sit here and baby you and rub your back and tell you everything's going to be all right.
Right.
I just want you to be safe. You know what I mean? She's that type of woman. She loves what I'm doing, but she's more concerned about just me personally and just going on and just getting to the top. You know what I mean? And not making any shortcuts. My brothers, on the other hand, they look at it like a 9-to-5. They're like, listen, you know, just don't make me have to use anything on these people, okay? Just be safe. They're more concerned about me, you know, but they're happy.
Right. And a piece of advice, you know, just as I said, I don't want to say that, but roll with the punches, you know, because, you know, it's a tough road ahead, you know, you're going to have your ups and downs, you know, you're going to have the media, which right there, which is us, but, you know, I'm not one of those, but, you know, you're going to have to come up with people like Wendy Williams and, you know, the big dogs, you know what I mean, and, you know, you have to take it and, you know, learn how to deal with it, you know. It happens, but you seem like a tough chick, you know, that can handle it, you know, and I wish you much continued success, Shawnee. And, you know, you got my number. You can call me anytime, 4 o'clock in the morning, if you need, you know. And I'm going to tell you something. I know you're going to have your album release party. When you do, give me a call. At the scene call whoever, and I would love to attend. I'm pretty sure you're going to have it in New York, assuming, in New York.
I don't know where I'm going to have it. I'm going to try to have it everywhere, New York, Miami, Virginia, anywhere. I don't care.
let me know, and if it's in New York, let me know. I will be more than happy. I will appear.
Thank you.
I will come. Let me know. My next thing is you. This do you have any shout outs or anybody that you want to acknowledge?
Just shout out to my Slick Soft family. Shout out to Slip and Slide, Def Jam Records. Shout out to everyone that's been supporting me. Like, it's been amazing. And I have my new single that's coming out, Lights, Camera, Action. Shout out to Midas, my producer, who produced it. And, you know, like I said, shout out to everybody that's been supporting the record. If anyone wants to get at me, go to myspace.com/ShawneeMusic. Go to my Twitter, which is Shawnee1. And just get at me, because I'm the one that's writing back, so it's not a fraud.
That's right.
I'm the one that's writing back.
And how many tracks do you plan to have on this album?
Man, You know what? I'm not sure. I might have like 50. No, I'm just playing. I might have maybe 12 or 13. So you always want to give them a little bit so that they can want more, you know? That's how I look at it.
Now, I know that there's no specific release date for this album yet, correct?
I'm sorry, say that one more time?
There's no specific release date for this album yet as of right now, right?
There is no specific, you know, date. So I'm real sorry about that. I feel so bad every time someone asks me. It's like, I just want to get it out there already.
No. You don't want to rush out too soon. And the Def Jam got your back on that, I'm sure. You don't want to rush out too soon because it's so much competition. But you as artists need to look at it like that. But it's so much competition out there right now, you know. So they want to push out the right time. I'm pretty sure you're gonna have some brilliant producers and brilliant people. Yourself, such a brilliant writer, you know, that's gonna, you know, make things happen for you. And once again, Shorty, thanks for stopping by the show. Thanks for taking time out. Thanks for bearing with us. Call me anytime. If you have a cookout the 4th of July, I'll be down there, of course. Tell the family hello. Tell L.A. Reid hello. And at the scene, I'm going to speak with her. We speak together. We talk together all the time, so I'll talk to her anytime. But tell your brother to hello. Tell him come chill with me anytime. I'm joking.
Being patient with me, you know, it's crazy. L.A. time is weird, so I'm just getting used to it. So.
Yeah.
I sound crazy, but it's all good, you know. I think the matter is just me doing it, you know, and I appreciate you having me.
No problem. Don't be a stranger. Don't let this be the last visit. Come back by anytime you see fit. And I don't mean that industry talk. I mean that for real, too. I have to always address that, like, you know, this is not industry talk. It's for real. So come back by anytime you see fit.
Definitely. I sure will. I appreciate it.
All right, Shawnee, you have a blessed day and much continued success with your career. And I look forward to seeing you. Meeting you at the album release party or any industry event that's in the near future, okay?
Definitely. Thank you so much.
You have a blessed day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Let me shout out Shawnee, of course. Brilliant, nice individual, nice young lady. I'm going to jump into a track. I'm going to leave you with Weekend from Kenny Lattimore. And I love you guys. Stay up. Stay strong. Peace.
That we shared, 'cause I still remember.